AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorneys are poring over millions more documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The Department of Justice has expanded its review of documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to 5.2 million and has increased the number of attorneys trying to comply with a law mandating the release of those files, which has run more than a week past a deadline set in the law by Congress. More than 400 attorneys are working on the review, with lawyers said to be working around the clock. Pressure has been mounting from Congress towards Attorney General Pam Bondi for missing the December 19th deadline to release all of the information. Democrats have said that the Justice Department has been lying to the American people from day one. Representative Tom Massey, a Kentucky Republican who helped lead the effort to pass the document release mandate, asked on social media this week whether Attorney General Pam Bondi should be impeached. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's Queen Camilla has spoken publicly for the first time about her personal experience of indecent assault. She told the BBC it happened in the 60s.
When I was a teenager, I was attacked on a train. And I'd sort of forgotten about it, but I remember at the time being so angry. It was anger, and I thought, why is this?
Camilla says it's one way she could use her royal platform to shine a light on the epidemic of violence against women. Two brothers who received illegal prison sentences that were years longer than the maximum penalty for their crimes have been granted clemency by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Two iconic celebrations to ring in the new year, the Rose Parade in Southern California and the Midnight Ball Drop in New York City, are in for some rough weather. Rain is in the forecast in Pasadena tomorrow, cold weather tonight in Times Square. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former UConn great has been named women's college basketball's greatest player of all time by her peers. Here's the AP's Gethin Kulbaugh.
UConn's Breonna Stewart won four national championships and the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament each time. When asked who they believe tops their list of women's college players during the last half century, nearly a dozen players and coaches at a USA basketball camp this month chose Stewart. A panel of former players, coaches, and AP journalists voted on the greatest college players during the women's poll era during a season-long 50-year celebration. Stewart, Cheryl Miller, and Diana Taurasi headlined the list along with Caitlin Clark. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
New England Patriots defensive lineman Christian Barmore is accused of assaulting his girlfriend in August. Barmore's lawyers say he's confident no criminal conduct occurred. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.